Party caucus in Parliament says it prevented clashes on the floor of Parliament, as the leader of the group says intelligence available to its outfit indicates that clashes would have erupted at the last emergency recall of the House. Now, both sides of Parliament have been at each other's throat over who constitutes majority in Parliament since Speaker Babing's declaration of 4 seats as vacant. Now, the situation has led to 3 separate emergency recalls and indefinite adjournment, with a 4th currently on its way. Commenting on why his side of the House failed to show up on the floor of Parliament despite leading a recall of Parliament, Efutu MP Alexander Afenyo-Makin explained that his outfit had intelligence that violence could have erupted in the chamber. He was speaking on Newsfile a while ago. Meanwhile, there's grave implications for Ghana's economy, as government business in Parliament has been in stalemate for weeks now. The House has also not been able to execute any business in the last few weeks, as serious government businesses, including 2025 first quarter budget presentation, in limbo 29 days to the election. First, listen to NPP MP for Asante Akim North, Andy Apiakubi, who expressed disappointment in his colleagues' fight overseas, describing the happenings as shameful.
And smiles to the face. Digital support. We take the burden of complex things.
Enterprise Ghana First. What is it that would be in the interest of the country that we need to pursue? And for us, we are behaving as school children.
Now let's hear from Alexander Afenyo-Makin, MP for Efutu. Away from Parliament, President Akufo-Addo says the effectiveness of the policies introduced by his administration has significantly transformed Ghana's agricultural sector, bringing the country closer to food security. Northern Ghana is currently reeling under the effect of dry spell, raising concerns over a possible food shortage based on the impact report issued by the Ministry of Agriculture. Accompanying this challenge is drop in cocoa output, which dropped by more than half of the country's average production capacity. Earlier, the Peasant Farmers Association of Ghana called on government to prioritize resources towards the strengthening of the agricultural sector, where Pia Awa Adugwala is president of the group. We can now hear from the president.
The results of these efforts are evident. Between 2017 and 2023, our agricultural GDP growth rate rose significantly from 2.7% to an average of 5.7%. Additionally, the production of staple crops such as cereals, legumes, and tubers saw remarkable growth, increasing by more than 100%, 68%, and 59%, respectively. In the African Union's 2023 biennial review assessment of agricultural development among member states, Ghana was ranked as the top performing country in West Africa, a testament to the dedication and hard work of our farmers and to the effective policies implemented by the Akufo-Addo government.
Meanwhile, Nana Owusu Echiang, a farmer based in Cetra's central district of the Ashanti region, specializing in mixed cropping, has been named the 2024 National Best Farmer. He has more than 4 decades of farming experience, with more than 150 employees working on his large tract of land dedicated to animal husbandry, vegetable, cereal, and staple crop farming, plantation, agroforestry, and processing. Nana Echiang received 1 million cedis as cash prize, a category sponsored by the Agricultural Development Bank. And presidential candidate of the New Patriotic Party, Dr. Mahmood Bawumia, has made a bold promise to cocoa farmers in Ghana, pledging to provide free tertiary education to their children if he's elected as president. He made this promise at the 2024 Farmers' Day celebration in Drobonso, where he outlined his vision for the cocoa industry and the benefits that farmers can expect under his leadership. According to Dr. Bawumia, the free tertiary education policy is aimed at empowering the children of cocoa farmers to acquire the skills and knowledge needed to improve their livelihoods and contribute to the development of the country. He says it is expected to be an improvement of the already existing Cocoa Board Scholarship Program.
Cocoa, the price, and then 3,000 Ghana cedis for one bag of cocoa. The green seed.
We recognize the critical role that cocoa farmers play in the country, and we want to ensure that their children have access to quality education to enable them to compete with their peers from other parts of the country. That is why from next year, government is willing to improve upon the already existing Cocoa Board Scholarship Scheme to ensure that children of all cocoa farmers benefit from free tertiary education.
Senior high school free. The green tea, the buying alpha, the green set, Sikana, Yedi, Tua, Oku, the Kriya, for Omama, fees. From next year, Oku, the Kriya, for Omama, Cocoa Board, Ebi, Tua, Omo University fees, free, Ama, Oku, the Kriya, for Omama.
And that was Dr. Mahmood Bawumia. French ambassador to Ghana, Jules Amand, is the latest member of the diplomatic community adding his voice to the call for peace in the upcoming general elections in Ghana. As the country prepares for its upcoming elections, the diplomatic community is amplifying calls for peace in the nation. The United Kingdom, the United States of America, are all urging Ghanaians to embrace peaceful engagement, dialogue, and respect for democratic values following signals of potential violence. Mamiezi has more in the following report.
My colleagues and I are frequently told by a range of people that they fear Ghana's 2024 elections will be less peaceful than previous elections.
The diplomatic community is getting alarmed over what it describes as signals of violence in the upcoming elections. The UK and US closely watching the situation, notes growing tension as campaign rallies and public statements heat up.
That's worrying for everyone because an election that's not peaceful would be incredibly damaging for Ghana, as well as dangerous, of course, for those directly involved.
Despite these concerns, they remain hopeful that Ghana's long-standing tradition of peaceful elections will hold. But to achieve that, they're urging Ghanaians to reject violence when they head to the polls, as the country's reputation of peace and democracy in Africa is at stake. Harriet Thompson is UK High Commissioner.
So I urge all of you with influence to do all you can to ensure that Ghana has credible, transparent, inclusive and peaceful elections to make sure that Ghanaians continue their proud tradition of democracy.
The United States Ambassador, Virginia Palmer, has called on all political parties to commit to peace by signing the National Peace Pact.
I'll call again for, you know, early signing of the peace pact. I'll call on political leaders to come down hard on other candidates in races down the ticket, or even people just raising a ruckus in constituencies across the nation for coming out and saying that's not the kind of election we want to have.
The United Nations Secretary General's Special Representative for West Africa and the Sahel, Leonardo Santos Simão, is appealing to political actors to be peaceful.
What I will encourage the parties is to work together and to address the concerns raised. And I think this is doable. Yeah, it's possible to do. It's possible to overcome these difficulties.
Speaking at the launch of the 2023-2024 Ghana-France Economic Report in Ghana, French Ambassador to Ghana Jules Amman called for peace before, during and after the upcoming elections. Now, the diplomat argues that economic investment in Ghana is equally hinged on a peaceful democratic process.
My colleagues and I are frequently told by a range of people that they fear Ghana's 2024 elections will be less peaceful than previous elections.
The diplomatic community is getting alarmed over what it describes as signals of violence in the upcoming elections. The UK and US closely watching the situation notes growing tension as campaign rallies and public statements heat up.
That's worrying for everyone because an election that's not peaceful would be incredibly damaging for Ghana, as well as dangerous, of course, for those directly involved.
Despite these concerns, they remain hopeful that Ghana's long-standing tradition of peaceful elections will hold. But to achieve that, they're urging Ghanaians to reject violence when they head to the polls, as the country's reputation of peace and democracy in Africa is at stake. Harriet Thompson is UK High Commissioner.
So I urge all of you with influence to do all you can to ensure that Ghana has credible, transparent, inclusive and peaceful elections, to make sure that Ghanaians continue their proud tradition of democracy.
The United States Ambassador, Virginia Palmer, has called on all political parties to commit to peace by signing the National Peace Pact.
I'll call again for, you know, early signing of the peace pact. I'll call on political leaders to come down hard on other candidates in races down the ticket, or even people just raising a ruckus in constituencies across the nation for coming out and saying that's not the kind of election we want to have.
The United Nations Secretary General's Special Representative for West Africa and the Sahel, Leonardo Santos Simão, is appealing to political actors to be peaceful.
What I will encourage the parties is to work together and to address the concerns raised. And I think this is doable. Yeah, it's possible to do. It's possible to overcome this difficulty.
And that's it for the Midday News. Our sincerest apologies for the hitches. My name is Denise Apomaije. Good afternoon.